Time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Apple is scrapping plans for a long-promised product. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
Giving up on a wireless charger for its mobile devices, Apple is apologizing to customers who've been awaiting the release of what was going to be called AirPower, a device announced back in September of 2017 that was to be able to charge an Apple Watch, an iPhone, and AirPods all at the same time. An email from the company says after much effort, the company's concluded AirPower won't achieve its high standards. Reports our engineers were having problems with the device overheating, and it wasn't always able to charge multiple products at the same time. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
USA Radio Network's Wendy King runs down the weekend's top grossing movies.
A former Disney animated feature is brought back to life. The remake of Dumbo is number one, coming in at $45 million. The scary picture directed by Jordan Peele, Us, is number two at $33 million. Slipping down to number three, Captain Marvel, starring Brie Larson and Samuel L. Jackson, is at $20 million. Coming in at number four, the romantic novel about cystic fibrosis, 5 feet apart, is at $6 million. And at number five, the true story of what happens to a Planned Parent clinic director, the movie Unplanned, comes in at $6.1 million.
Please remember you can always find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is BobBurnsSpeaks.com. And I'm inviting you to listen to my show at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoons on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, entitled Awaken to Your Purpose. How many people walk through life awake and knowing why they were incarnated here in this beautiful planet? Not a lot of people do. I was in my late 40s by the time I found out, but now I know. So listen to the show, and maybe that'll promote you to awaken to your purpose. And thank you so much.
And once again, it is time for the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. It is one of my favorite times of the week to be here with you, Mike and Miles, to take care of this responsibility.
I'm telling you, folks, listen, I am Mike Hewitt, co-host Miles Bauer. Miles, I got to tell you, what a week for news this has been, from Mueller to the new Green Deal. I'm reading an article midweek from Fox News. From universal income to Green New Deal, 15 fire-out ideas from the 2020 Democratic field. I got to tell you, when you put it all on one page, because we've been hearing about this nonsense drool out over the last however many months, and I'm reading this article. Folks, you got to take a peek at it. Throw out the Electoral College. Good idea, Miles.
No.
I hate it when you beat around the bush like that. And here's right. Here's a new one. Pack the Supreme Court.
Right.
Never heard of that before. And that's obviously both sides' goal, is to have the court lean one way or another. The fun part about that from the Democrats, though, is that they loved the Supreme Court up until the last year and a half, 2 years. They loved when Roberts was with them on Marxist care. They loved the pro-abortion stance that the court was taking. They loved it. Now they hate it. What say you on that?
But wait a minute, Mike.
Yeah.
I mean, were you really upset when the Green Dream died in the Senate yesterday? 0-50?
57-4.
57, I think. Yeah.
57 against. But listen, almost the entire Democratic Senate representation voted present. The fun part about that is that when I knew McConnell was going to put it up early in the week, when I knew he was going to put it up, in fact, I was the only one on the show that day, and I prophesized. I said the majority of the Democrats are going to vote present just like Obama used to when he was in the Senate because they don't want to put their name on it because most people, obviously not everybody, but most people that are not buried in politics up to their eyeballs, man, their eyes glaze over when they hear this nonsense. They don't want no part of it. So even people like Kamala Harris did not want to go back to the great state of California and say, look what I voted for. It's kind of...
But Mike, didn't AOC pull all of her hair out then?
She was mad at McConnell leading up because he says he's rushing it. And she went on to say that in 30 years we'll be drinking oil. And I thought, 30 years? I thought we only had 12 years left. I was a little bit confused by her comment that seemed to contradict other comments that she'd made. All right, pack the Supreme Court, reparations for slavery. Can we pause on that for a minute, Miles, because I want to do the math with you.
Okay.
Listen, the overwhelming majority of citizens in the United States right now are from immigrants after the Civil War. I don't mean like half or 20, it's the overwhelming majority are from folks that immigrated here after the Civil War, which begs the question of exactly who owes reparations. The answer that I've received is, well, y'all took part in the world that was built on slavery. And listen, I get that argument. I don't agree with it, but I get it. But then I pause. I said, no, wait a minute. Didn't everybody take advantage of that, of all colors, of all backgrounds, of all ethnicities? How are they going to fine-tune to get the folks that's family heritage, I guess, took part in it? How are they going to segregate them from the folks that came here after or that enjoyed? Did you make any sense of this thing, Miles Bauer?
No, not at all.
I've read this. And this bubbles up about every decade or so. And listen, it's not that I think it was slavery was, by the way, I see socialism as slavery. I'm just saying, if you take the fruits of my labor and gift it to somebody else, by definition, you have forced me to do something against my will. More often than not, you're forcing my wages to go towards something that I don't support. I have a tough time separating the issues, but this is a big one. All right, the new Green Deal, we kind of touched on that, but most of the Democratic candidates for president, not all of them, but most of them are tacitly embracing the new Green Deal, except for when it's up for a vote. Are the grassroots on the left, do you think, really so far from mainstream now? I'm trying to do the math in my head. Plus or minus, depending on the year, plus or minus half of America votes Democrat. I get that. But then I look at the Senate vote, where most of the Democrats voted present because they didn't want to go home to the states where the Democrat voters are at. What's the divide here, Miles? Can you make sense of the division in this?
No, I mean, other than to say, for whatever reason, in my humble opinion, the left is just lunging towards the far left, the out-of-control left.
But I don't know why. This has been my question all year long, though. Is it the far left and grassroots directly involved in the Democratic Party and electeds? Or is it the average, normal, run-of-the-mill, just like me, by the way, run-of-the-mill, but Democrat? Folks, you've heard me say it 1,000 times. That we just disagree with on some domestic issues. We still love America. We still support the Constitution. We still stand up when the flag walks by. Are those folks that will inevitably be asked by people like Kamala Harris and Spartacus to vote for them? Are those folks this screwball far left?
No, I don't think so. I think this is just the media and the screwball left, and they've just for whatever reason, they've just hooked up.
You see that the Green New Deal has a logo? I'm sorry, so, folks. I love this stuff. Medicare for All. Are you on board with that one?
No, I'll take a pass on that as well.
But listen, it worked so well for the Soviet Union.
Exactly.
Folks, we can't afford it any more than the Soviet Union could afford it. And I'm trying to find authorization for it in the Constitution. This is going to shock you, but there isn't any. And because there isn't any, the Constitution itself directs it back to the states or the people, respectively. Why don't facts matter anymore, Miles Bauer?
Because they just want the world to be a way that it isn't.
I think that was very succinctly said and true.
Yeah.
So, all right, lowering the voting age. We've been kicking this around for the last week or so. So 16-year-olds should vote. I'll say again my joke, but it was a serious joke. So they told us all the way through the Obamacare debacle that children, their words, not mine, children, they're a lot of work, Miles. Children should be able to allowed to remain on their parents' insurance until 26. Children. But now, it's the same people that say the opposite now. Now we should have 16-year-olds voting. But children should stay on mommy and daddy's insurance until they're 26. How do you add that up?
Well, you know what? I think Nancy is just getting desperate for voters.
But listen, I think you're probably right on that, but I wonder if she's not pushing away more voters than she's able to glom onto.
And I use the
almost the entire body in the Senate voting present on the New Deal. I can't help but point at the union workers in the Democrat Party that voted for Donald Trump, and this is. They've went further and further screwball to the left since then, the party it has. And those folks that live like normal people, but they're Democrat, they got to be saying, nuh-uh, I'm not part of that. I got to believe that. We're going to find out pretty soon. And some folks would point to the 2018 midterms and use that as evidence that I'm wrong. I got to tell you, I think there's a lot of difference between a national-focused election versus congressional seat races. And that's how I'm saying it. Listen, folks, we've got to go to a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the death penalty. We'll be right back.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm, providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future. how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And this is the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. Just barely getting started, we are.
I'm telling you, folks, listen, if you're just tuning in, I am Mike Hewitt, co-host Miles Bauer. We're working our way through a list of 15 far-left presidential candidate-level ideas from the Democratic field. And listen, Miles, I found a couple here that I'm a little bit squishy on, so help me, all right? The first is to suspend the death penalty on a federal level. So Hickenlooper or Hickenlooper, however you say that person's name, along with Kamala Harris, have said they would suspend the death penalty at the federal level if elected president. What say you on that topic? I truly am a little squishy on it.
I was going to say, I think the Dems have always been a little squishy about the death penalty, but honestly, you have to kind of look a little bit sideways about this and go, if you're going to kill people, what right do they have after they're dead?
I agree with that. I got to tell you, though, and I think that their point here, I am defending the Democratic field. How often does that happen? But if you look at the folks, there's probably every other month or so, they find somebody, both sides of the argument. They find someone that was convicted 30 years ago that wasn't guilty and DNA proves it, or they catch someone. I just read a story mid this week where they caught somebody that did a murder 45 years ago, has been free all that time, but DNA proved it. I hesitate when I say that we don't have exactly our judiciary down to a science, to say the least. And we certainly don't have the technologies up to where I can look at a person and say, short of having a direct eyewitness of something obvious, I'm a little bit reluctant to myself. Although I would say where I do differ with the Democrats, I think that should be on a per-case basis. I think that's what the juries are supposed to decide rather than making a sweeping decision on a federal level. Because, listen, if I know for an absolute fact the person is guilty of some atrocity, string them up, it'll teach them a lesson. Disagree or agree?
No, but, I mean, I would say if you have a problem with the current system,
right,
then I'll be more than happy to entertain a better system. Because right now I think we've got the best that somebody has come up with.
Oh, I agree.
I'm not saying it's perfect.
Yep.
But if you have a better system, please tell me.
I absolutely agree with you on that. Listen, next on the list, eliminate the filibuster. Now, the Democrats had a fit, and even in this article, they're suggesting that the Republicans ended the filibuster or the supermajority votes in the Senate. And the reality of it is that Harry Reid did that. So the article
Correct.
Itself is wrong.
Right.
At least it tries to lay out something that just isn't so. Having said that, I happen to agree with the idea. The concept of supermajority, to me, is undemocratic. 51% is 51%.
Right.
Do we see that different, Miles, you and I?
No, I agree. Reed opened up Pandora's box.
Yep.
It's gone. It's over.
Well, I think what a lot of folks don't realize is that the filibuster or the supermajority thing, that's a Senate rule. That's not constitutional direction.
Right.
And so I sometimes we put some lofty attachments to these concepts because they've been in place forever, et cetera. And it's just not so. Imagine if we had a supermajority to elect a local leader or a president. The concept to me is anti-American. That said, Social Security for illegal immigrants, I'm not squishy on this one at all. What the heck are they thinking?
Yeah, you know what? I mean, they shouldn't be here in the first place, so I don't really feel sorry for them having to pay to Social Security in their wages.
So think about this. We've been hearing all the way back to, was it Igor? Which one of those come up with a lockbox saying in the presidential campaign?
I think it was Igor that came up with the lockbox.
But they keep telling us there's not enough dough, so there's only enough to last for one more generation. There's this, there's that. Panic, shock, dismay. But we should be able to give this to however many millions of people that are here illegally. Some of these things, they just... So of a list of 15, I find two that I'm squishy on. The rest of them, I think, are just zany. Wealth tax. What do you think of an extra tax on successful people?
Yeah, I mean, this is a Democrat stronghold that they want to penalize the people who are successful.
Right.
Really? Why?
Yeah. We want to demonstrate that. That's what I've been saying. They want to emulate failure and diminish success. That seems to be the creed of the Democratic Party. And by the way, it's just the nature of socialism. So that's where I'm at on wealth tax. That's silly. I'd like to have one tax. None of the hidden taxes. None of the nonsense. One tax. I don't care if you call it flat tax, fair tax. We can get into that debate another time. But one tax. Everyone pays it. It's 1%. I don't care if you're dirt poor or you're grossly rich. One tax. And everyone knows up front. They don't have to go get a lawyer and a CPA and a bank of accountants to figure out what they owe. One percentage, whatever that percent has to be, one number. That'll never happen, but that's what it ought to be. But the government thought, wait, we're hiding taxes. Folks don't know they're paying them. Don't tell them. Stop that. 7-day limit to opiates. And I ask myself, self, I get the opiate argument, but why do I want to listen to legislators in D.C. versus a doctor?
That is a good question, Mike.
I'm sitting here trying to get my head around the idea.
Like a straight rule, no matter what the situation.
Yeah.
Is.
Now listen, I get the idea behind it. Opiates are a problem, and they'll tell me that. But listen, they say that the driving force is young folks that they want to vote. By the way, but young folks stealing medications from parents or adults.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, okay, well, if that's true, how does the 7-day limit going to impugn that? It doesn't make any sense to me, but it still comes down to who do I want to listen to, an elected representative or my medical doctor? Who's most qualified to make that decision? I'm going with the doctor.
Right, exactly.
Unionized campaign. Folks, I've been involved in politics for a long time, so when I see some of this stuff, unionized campaigns, I got to tell you, the overwhelming majority of the folks that are helping with campaigns, myself included, are unpaid volunteers. So there seems to be a general consensus, at least I thought there was that one of the cures to our political strife would be finding a way to get rid of big money in politics. Well, what do you think will happen to big money in politics if you make sure that the volunteers are paid handsomely by union protection? Brian, you got a quizzical look.
Let's go ahead and outsource our campaign volunteers to become employees and union members, and then that's gonna really help the cost of a campaign.
Well, they want to have interns paid $15 an hour. We've touched on that before.
Oh, really?
They want to have campaign folks paid a living wage. Listen, it's supposed to be you're a citizen. I think it's a civic duty. It's why I do it. I think it's incumbent upon you folks to get involved and to help the candidates and causes of your choice.
Because typically when you're volunteering, it's a passion that you have a strong feeling toward what the efforts of the organization. Is that because...
It's not a job.
Is that like you have to go to jury duty where you're being compensated for your time, where it's like, I got to do this thing.
And they do a good job on that, too, by the way. It doesn't usually cover your gas. Miles, do you want to see them unionize campaigns?
No, I think I would take a pass on that.
I All right, tear down the border wall. This is on their list. Most of America, the overwhelming majority of America, support some kind of barrier on the southern border. But several of the candidates, starting with Gumby O'Rourke, he's making a campaign call to tear down the wall. Whatever wall there is, tear it down. Abolish ICE. What do you think about abolishing ICE, Miles?
Yeah, I mean, how much sense does that actually make? It's like, what is the role of government then if it isn't to protect our security?
I would submit to you that that is one of a very few roles that government, federal government, should play in our lives, and that the 10th Amendment saying what's not mentioned here ought to be to the states and the people, I say again. Listen, before we run out of time on this, we got to hit to the last one because this guy's one of my favorite candidates. Andrew Yang, he's the guy.
Oh, yeah.
He's the guy
circumcision.
He's the guy campaigning on circumcisions. But listen, save it. Yeah. We've got to go to a break, and we'll be back with Yang.
RenegadeRiver.com, America's new hunting, camping, and survival store. Lightweight hiking all the way to large family tents, even inside children's play tents. Camping and emergency lighting gear, top shelf Rothko outerwear, first aid, and the full line of rugged folding Montague bikes for in-town touring or out in the middle of nowhere. You'll find Mountain House freeze-dried foods for camping and emergencies. And yes, of course, firearms. There's a lot to check out, all at low prices. RenegadeRiver.com, family-owned and growing fast. RenegadeRiver.com, because you deserve it.
At highway speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts, stoprex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen is sending more agents to the southern border. She released a statement today saying that she's deploying another 750 U.S. Customs personnel to the border. El Paso Mayor DeMargo tells the political website The Hill there needs to be multiple options when it comes to securing our southern border.
As I've talked to them, there's a place they need more manpower. They've told me they need more 2,000 more agents. There's also a place for technology. So it's part and parcel. My position is a physical barrier is not the be-all, end-all for border security.
The mayor also believes that the current immigration laws need to be enforced as well. The city of Chicago is dealing with dueling protests regarding the Jussie Smollett case. The city's police union and Reverend Jesse Jackson's Rainbow Push Coalition are both protesting over the way Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox handled the Smollett case. This is USA Radio News.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Restore your vehicle's lost power by cleaning your entire fuel system with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner. Right now, buy one bottle, get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Keep your engine clean and improve performance with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner. Buy one, get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Lowe's knows you're the pro who does it right to find more ways to save because your business depends on it. We do it right, too, with savings every day, plus even more deals during our Spring Black Friday sale. Get $40 off 5-gallon buckets of select paint and stains via Lowe's gift card rebate. Buy three or more Purdy brushes and get 15% instant savings. And get up to 35% off select appliance special values. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Paint and stain offer valid through 410. Purdy and appliance offers valid through 417. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación. sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
And you are hearing the Mike Hewitt Show, proudly brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. I invite you to take a look there at RenegadeRiver.com.
And also, folks, follow us on Facebook, where we typically, every day actually, Facebook stream it. You can tell us what you think, tell us if we're wrong or right, etc. Listen, I want to get off this horse shortly with a 15. That took us way longer than I thought it would, Miles Bauer, but I got to end on Yang, because those folks that thought he was a single-issue candidate solely focused on anti-circumcisions will be pleased to know that he's after universal basic income, which he defines as guaranteed payments of $1,000 a month to all citizens, no questions asked. What do you think, Miles Bauer?
No, I can't oppose that enough.
But then I got lost in the debate here a little bit, because while I'm reading it, guaranteed to all citizens, no questions asked, so that means that multi-millionaires will get their $1,000 a month also, doesn't it? All citizens.
Yep.
So if you're really poor or really rich and everybody in between, you're all going to get $1,000. Now, Spartacus last year, according to this article, and I must have missed it. I don't know how I missed it. Spartacus last year proposed the creation of opportunity accounts for children, accounts that could grow to $46,000 per child by the time that child turns 18. So now you've got 18-year-olds with $46,000 that were gifted to them by taxpayers that work. That doesn't sound like a problem in the making, does it?
No, not at all.
They make it so easy. All right, any final comments before we get off on a different horse? You want to talk about the success of the new Green Deal again? Or
no, actually, I'd rather talk about Lude for a minute.
What's on Lude's mind?
Well, I mean, it sounds like, you know, because we only got 12 years left, I mean, you know, Lude should fire some of his marijuana up.
Poor Ludwig. He's not even here to... So, folks, what he's talking about, the other night we're in a debate, the three of us from the show, not really a debate, actually it was a round of teasing. We got Ludwig and Miles and I, and we're on our Facebook Messenger group. That's the group that we usually use to share information. And Miles and I somehow ended up picking on Lud. Now, I know that's very unusual for Miles and I, but that's how
I would never pick on
that's
Lud.
And I have to tell you, I got to remind you, we did a segment a year or so ago about the difference between bullying and teasing. We were just teasing him, correct?
Right, exactly.
What, Brian Thomas?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, there's a big difference. That's a
big difference.
But his response was more like you were bullying.
I think he got to a point where he just was gone. He
took his ball and went home.
He did. That's what he did. Because I don't think he got angry until Miles got to the robot thing.
That was the straw that broke the camel's back.
I think when he went down the marijuana path, Lud didn't care. But when Ludwig heard the sex robot thing, he was done. He was out of there. Poor Ludwig. All right. What do you think about monopolies, Miles? I think this is one you and I might disagree on, but. When are we going to tackle the for-profit monopolies which censored Russiagate skeptics? I think in this is a Zero Hedge article. As I interpreted it, they're referring to monopolies in media. I wrestle with monopoly laws in total, in general. But what are your thoughts on that article, Miles Bauer?
Well, I mean, to say that there's a monopoly in the media is a bit of an excuse, because I think media in general is just, if there's just the media, period.
Right. I agree with that. To my way of thinking, listen, I got in a conversation with my sister this week, and she's perpetually got the news on and always listening to it. It's always in the background. And it makes her filled with anxiety and pressure. And that's really why I'm bringing this up. It's because of the conversation I had with her. I said, listen, I rarely even watch the news anymore. Once I started doing show prep, it took a couple years, but I find 9 articles every day for the show. And then I'm, of course, back then, the news was always on, just like it is at my sister's house, lives in Nevada. And once I started doing show prep, I realized the stuff that they're talking about on the news, on TV news, cable news, is absolutely hogwash. And frankly, I don't care whether we're talking about CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, I don't care which one you're talking about. It's all hogwash. It's all reality TV news. Once I cross that over, I don't empower them to drive me crazy. I don't let that nastiness inside my head. I don't. So I go looking for the news. I spend whatever time it takes every evening, and I look for the news. I try to find corroborating articles, news sources, so I'm not just on one waiting to get hit in the head like CNN doesn't seem to mind. In fact, I've got them on the list today because I missed them yesterday. And it's an amazing thing. I, in terms of breaking up the monopolies, I would be opposed to that. I think folks have a dial, and if they don't like it, change the channel or turn it off.
Yeah, right, exactly.
And let the marketplace decide.
That's always where I'm going to fall at is the folks get to decide that. Have you heard of this? I think it's pronounced Buttigieg. I'm not sure. Buttigieg. Yeah, the mayor that's running for, he's supposedly an emerging candidate in the Democratic field.
I actually saw him on a talking head show.
He's currently a mayor of a city?
Yep.
I believe it's South Bend.
Yep. Oh. What was your impression of him?
He was very articulate.
Yep.
So I'll give him that. I think he's a better speaker than, like, Beto is.
No. Gumby? Gumby's the candidate that wants to be whatever you want him to be.
Gumby is pretty much like a 10-year-old, but but the mayor of South Bend, he's very articulate, but wow,
is he
far left screwball?
Is he far left?
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, before we move away from that topic in total, I got to do what I said and talk about CNN for a brief second. Jeff Zucker says midweek he's unapologetic for perpetual Russia hoax. He says we are not investigators. I write, no kidding. So the question is the folks that are sitting there in front of the television set with CNN on all day long, and the folks sitting there watching it with their mouth agaped, utterly and completely moved by everything that those nitwits say, do they realize that what Zucker is saying is that it's just entertainment? He doesn't really care. It's not news. He's not Walter Cronkite. They're not trying to say this is the facts or even that's the end of the story. They're just entertainers. Do those folks realize that, Miles?
Nah, I don't think so. No.
There was a time when you and I were young where CNN provided, they blazed the path, and they actually did an okay job. I wasn't impressed, but it was okay. I wasn't hypercritical of them. They've changed, and MSNBC has followed them down that rat hole. And and by the way, let me take a shot at Fox. There's a couple of those hosts on there that say the exact same thing every single day. Just go, oh my good, my eyes are glazing over. Stop, change the channel. So I don't know. I worry not about the news, not about seeking government to break them up. I just implore upon the folks to do some research their own selves. It's kind of fun.
But wouldn't you say the difference is MSNBC? They will just come out and say, yeah, we are biased.
With yeah, yeah.
CNN, wants to hide behind, no, we're just a news organization. There's no bias here.
Well, it's part of their name. And listen, but and there'll be folks throwing stones at this show. But the three of us, yourself, Ludwig, and I, we'll tell you up front, this is commentary. This is our three opinions. Sometimes right. those opinions don't align. But it's our three right. opinions of what we're seeing in the news. Listen, on that, folks, we've got to go to a break, and we'll be right back.
American investors lost $3.7 trillion of net worth in the fourth quarter of 2018. When your portfolio's value decreases right before or early in your retirement, it can have a crippling effect. It's called sequence of returns risk, and it's a risk you simply cannot afford. We're Sound Income Strategies, and we're on a mission to help hardworking Americans transform their hard-earned savings into steady, predictable retirement income. Call now for free, no-obligation information to help you get started on your way to steady, predictable retirement income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Let's transform that risk into income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Sound Income Strategies, powered by the Retirement Income Store.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can be a battle in itself. The USO provides ways for all of us to support our wounded warriors. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in their lives.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
And this is the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. We are still going at it. Got to get this thing done.
We are on it, folks. Listen, if you're just tuning in, wow, you've missed a lot of stuff. But I am Mike Hewitt, co-host Miles Bauer. Miles, one of the things I noticed this business week was that there wasn't a lot of news made over the National Emergency Act that President Trump did the declaration on, so build the wall, take the, et cetera. So Nancy Pelosi called to override his veto. Takes a two-thirds majority to do that. She fell woefully short. Why wasn't that big-time news?
Well, because it didn't fit into the media's narrative.
Yeah, you're probably right. It fell 38 votes short of it in their attempt to override his veto. So he, talk about a big week. He's had a big week, hasn't he?
Oh, yeah.
You know, he got through the drama with what I consider to be an unconstitutional investigation. Got to watch, what was that? What's that idiot attorney's name?
Michael Avenatti?
Yeah, easy for you to say. Got to watch him arrested. Got to watch his veto sustained. That's a big week. That's a good week. Took a trip to Michigan. Life is good for the Trump administration. Normally, the media is talking about it's all dark and gloomy in the White House, and there's a lot of angst. Now they're not talking about the sentiments and emotions taking place. All right, major medical groups call for soda taxes and curbs on advertising. This is an article, I found it everywhere, but I'm quoting it from the WEBMD.com, so WebMD.com. I have a problem with this. If you want to drink 100 gallons of Coca-Cola a day, hey, God bless you. It's probably not good for you, but God bless you. I don't think this is up to the government to make a decision about what you should have or should not have. Is that how you see that, Miles?
Yeah, no, I completely agree.
Listen, folks, I used to smoke, and so back during back as far as our restaurant that we owned together, the big drama was back then, at least in Michigan, was a smoking area. Then inevitably that became a smoking area out somewhere in a farm field, unless the farmer doesn't like smoking. And we said back then, that's fine, I get it, but along the path, they're going to be taking a shot at everybody and anybody that they disagree with. And I think this is this. Common sense. I remember my Aunt Phyllis doing a test with two glasses of Coke, one with, since she put beef jerky in one or some nonsense overnight and watched it, and of course at 8, that was in the 60s. This is not news breaking, and folks yet make a decision as free citizens to have a Coke if they want. And I don't want to just pick on Coke, any soda product. If that's what you want, God bless you. Government, get out of my life. Get out of my refrigerator.
Wasn't it New York City where they wanted to regulate the ingredients that you put in, how much salt and certain butter and whatnot you put in their recipes?
It was, yeah. I remember, this is a terrible story I'm going to tell you anyhow. I'm on an air flight. And I don't even remember where I was coming from, but that time when you're disembarking and everyone's standing in a long line trying to get off the airplane. And there's this very heavy-set lady in front of me, and she says, of course, I was still feeling a little bit raw over the entire smoking drama. I smoked at the time. She says very loudly, she says, I'm just so glad they stopped smoking on these airplanes. And I said, yeah, I bet it peeved you off when they quit serving food, though. I'll probably get some nasty grams over that story, but that truly happened. All right, politicians, a quarter of Europeans prefer an artificial intelligence government. Miles, I put this on the list not because I was excited necessarily about the concept, but you write code, you design programs to operate inevitably systems like this, and you're human. And so tell me if I'm not reading this wrong, but I don't have a human calling things. I have an artificial intelligence entity, robot, that was programmed by a human. Help me separate it. Is there a difference?
Yeah, I mean, this all goes back to my ethical problem about, I can't imagine writing code to say kill the dog rather than the little old lady walking down the street.
Right.
So I got to think in this scenario, this is the stuff of revolution.
Yeah, I agree with that. I absolutely agree with that. But the idea that, well, it's exactly what you're saying, the idea that we can have a robot making moral judgments for us is silly. Listen, before we use up all of our time, I got to talk about the Smollett thing that unfolded during the early week. It's on the list. It was be important. So Smollett, the charges were dropped against him. Ex-Obama advisor David Axelrod condemns weird turn. How often do I get to agree with Axelrod? I think he's right. And I think before this thing unwinds, there's going to be some shenanigans behind the scenes pulled that I think include cash. We'll find out if I'm wrong or right. Even the Chicago Police Union was very upset over this, to say the least. So as it turns, allies asked this SA Kim Fox to intervene. She's the attorney general. Is that right? There in your state, Miles?
Right, exactly.
Tell me, you're right there on the ground in the middle of that. Do you think there was money involved? Are there some legal shenanigans that may be discovered out of this?
Yeah, I totally think so. I don't know if they'll be uncovered, but I mean, this is just on its face. It's just wrong.
I got to tell you, I agree with you on that, and I do think they're going to be uncovered. One of the reasons I think so is, first off, I see this as a political issue, but this action by your attorney general has got folks on both sides of the aisle, me and Axelrod, agreeing. I mean, this is such an outrageous act to just drop the charges.
Right.
When you start unifying people like Mike Hewitt and Axelrod on a concept, you've really stepped in it. I don't know how she can avoid not having finding her office under a microscope.
Right. No, I completely agree.
It's a weird world. Listen, we're down to a couple minutes. I got to share this story. Ludwig probably wish, if he's listening, this is the part he'd want to stay for.
Oh, Lud.
Poor Ludwig. Woman gives birth to twins with different fathers.
Okay.
Yep.
Whoa.
Yep. So the father, the husband, is looking at the children, the two babies. He says, one just didn't feel like mine. It just didn't feel right. So inevitably there's DNA testing done, and he felt right. It wasn't his. So the wife, I'm not cheating. Okay, I did cheat, but it was only one time.
Okay. Ouch.
That's kind of a fascinating story. It's not, I guess it's not political, but what do you think, Miles Bauer?
I wouldn't know anything about cheating.
No. Nice. Listen, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, this guy wouldn't have known.
True.
He wouldn't have never known. Now, what if they got a divorce? He'd have been paying child support for both of them. I'm probably not supposed to look at it.
So I'm wondering on the birth certificate if the other father's name is on there.
I don't know. See all of the questions that this just becomes a big quagmire.
Oh, man.
This feels like Washington, D.C. all of a sudden. It just started out with two people, and then there was a third, and then there was five. What a world we live in. I got a kick out of it. I didn't look at it from your angle, Miles. I apologize. Oh, man, we've covered some ground today, folks. I'm hearing music. Miles Bauer, any final words?
I just want to give a shout-out to Lud and his robot girlfriend.
Ludwig. Listen, I guess, speaking of that, I got to do a shout-out to Ron Voorhees. Is probably one of my favorite people in the world. He watches from southeastern Michigan. Ron Voorhees, thank you very, very much for your comments yesterday and for watching. I appreciate you. It is a shout-out to you. Folks, follow us on Facebook. Come visit us at themikehewittshow.com and go to Renegade River. Thank you very much for joining us. And coming up real soon, we're going to see you again. I'm looking forward to it. Brian, thank you. Folks, have a great day.
RenegadeRiver.com, America's new hunting, camping, and survival store. Lightweight hiking all the way to large family tents, even inside children's play tents. Camping and emergency lighting gear. Top shelf Rothko outerwear. First aid. And the full line of rugged folding Montague bikes for in-town touring or out in the middle of nowhere. You'll find Mountain House freeze-dried foods for camping and emergencies. And yes, of course, firearms. There's a lot to check out, all at low prices. RenegadeRiver.com, family owned and growing fast. RenegadeRiver.com, because you deserve it.
Wouldn't it be great to see your windows in a whole new light? Do it right. Call your local neighborhood experts. Budget Blinds. You'll get beautiful style and personalized service for every budget. We bring the showroom right to your home, so you can choose from hundreds of blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes. Plus smart home window coverings you control with the touch of a button. And with Budget Blinds, we do it all for you. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy. There's a reason why Budget Blinds is the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. So let's get your home a whole lot of gorgeous. Get your free consultation right at home. Just go online to budgetblinds.com or call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free consultation right at home. Now that's beautiful. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen says she's beefing up our Border Patrol agents down on our southern border by sending more agents down to the U.S.-Mexico border. Many of the people coming to the United States are seeking asylum, and National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd tells Fox News deporting these people back to their original countries, that can be a long and tedious process.
We can do it with our current laws, as long as you train the Border Patrol agents to be asylum officers. Right now, it takes about 2 to 5 years to deport somebody. If you train Border Patrol agents to be asylum officers and give that critical fear interview initially, we can get the deportations done in 10 days.
The House Judiciary Committee will vote this week to subpoena Special Counsel Robert Mueller's full report. Attorney General Bill Barr has pledged to send a redacted version of the report to Congress by the middle of the month, if not sooner. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, a contractor to the Beef Checkoff. Did you know 42% of people use their smart devices in the kitchen, and almost half of them have used it for cooking assistance? Modern technology is being applied in the kitchen in new and exciting ways. Now, advancements in artificial intelligence can even bring the skills of a chef and the knowledge of a rancher to the home kitchen with Chuck Knows Beef. Chuck Knows Beef, an all-knowing virtual beef expert powered by Google Artificial Intelligence, is here to meet the newest generation of family cooks with beef inspiration and technology. Chuck's knowledge can be easily accessed through a smart speaker. Jennifer Jasinski, chef and restaurant owner.
Chuck was designed to fit consumer needs with instant access to recipes, cut and nutrition information, and cooking tips wherever they happen to be. He can serve a great steak recipe and even text you the shopping list.
For more information, visit ChuckKnowsBeef.com. Again, that's ChuckKnowsBeef.com.
Georgia lawmakers passed a bill that bans abortions at the first sign of a fetal heartbeat. Now, this can be found as early as 6 weeks, and the governor is expected to sign the bill.
And regarding that heartbeat, executive director of the Georgia Life Alliance, Josh Edmonds, tells CNN.
The overwhelming consensus in the medical community is that a heartbeat is detectable at 6 weeks in the womb, sometimes even earlier. And the science says that between 6 and 8 weeks, the chances of a miscarriage when the heartbeat is detectable goes down significantly. The chances of carrying your pregnancy successfully to term are about 98% successful between 6 and 8 weeks when there's a detectable heartbeat.
Police are investigating bodies found inside a North Dakota business. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
An investigation is just getting started in North Dakota after several people were found dead inside a building just west of Bismarck. No word on how many bodies were found or if there's any idea of what the cause of death may be.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is denying any alleged inappropriate behavior with Nevada legislator Lucy Flores back in 2014. Flores, in her first interview, says she did not have any personal relationship with the former vice president that would justify his alleged behavior.
In this situation, it was unwanted. It was shocking because of the power difference. Context is also important here.
Flores also tells MSNBC,
we don't take oftentimes this lower level of invasion of space and touchings of your body, unwanted touchings of your body, in the exact same kind of seriousness in which we do the other type of behaviors.
Nebraskans recovering from recent flooding could be eligible for special food benefits from the USDA. More from USA Radio Network's John Clemens.
Residents of Nebraska could receive the benefits if they meet disaster income limits with qualifying disaster-related expenses. Steve Horton runs the USDA's Disaster Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program.
If they have had losses, maybe things like loss of income, damage to their property, relocation expenses, and even in some cases loss of food due to power outages, they can go to a central DSNAP site operated by the state and apply to receive DSNAP benefits.
With USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Your Final Four is set in the NCAA tournament. Michigan State will take on Texas Tech, and Virginia will play Auburn. For USA Radio News.